Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Roy Yamamoto was raised in Pearl City, Hawaii. He was once given a moniker, a reputation of being a troublemaker, facing an 80-year life sentence, and was released as a prisoner of Christ, now greatly serving the local island and mainland communities. Pastor Roy, a man of God who sees a need and fills that need. And he's filling a unique need today. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to meet a need in each of our hearts, your heart, dear one, the need for love, the need for hope, the need for purpose, the need for forgiveness. Well, what encapsulates all that? What encompasses all that? The need for God, the need for relationship with God, a relationship that you can experience through faith in Jesus Christ, in Jesus who loves you so much, my friend, that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Roy Yamamoto, can touch your heart today. No matter where you are, what you've done, what you're going through, Christ, yes, Christ is calling you. Pastor Roy is the founder of Camp Agape, Hawaii. He's also the senior pastor of Agape Christian Fellowship, Oahu, and works with Prison Fellowship. Pastor Roy, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. It's a blessing to be here at the show and to see you and Suzanne, and I'm just blessed to be here.
I can't think of...
I just want to say welcome back.
Yeah.
Because we've been blessed. You know, Danny, at our Hawaii prayer breakfast at the Inspirational Forum, Roy has the honor of being my repeat guest, and I believe he is again today on our wonderful program.
Well, and his story is one that can be told again and again. There's a timeless quality to it because of the way the gospel has interfaced and integrated with his life that relates to so many.
Yes, and keeps evolving.
Camp Agape is what Pastor Roy waves the banner of Camp Agape today. And as we start our show, let's take a moment to get a real sense of what Camp Agape is like. Listen and let your ears turn into eyes.
In 1990, there were approximately 1 million men and women incarcerated in the United States alone. By the year 2000, that number increased to 1.9 million. Today, the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world. Some of those most affected by this are the children of those incarcerated. 49% will also become incarcerated in their lifetime. In 2005, after having seen too many of our youth follow the path of their incarcerated parents, Pastor Roy Yamamoto Jr. had a vision from the Lord to do a camp for the children. He wanted to teach them, love them, and break the pattern.
We do this camp for the kids, allowing them to know that they're very much loved. It doesn't matter what we have or not have. We want them to know that no matter what they went through, that Jesus loves them, and he'll meet them right there at the foot of the cross.
In 2006, while being the prison ministry pastor for New Hope Oahu, Pastor Roy founded the first Camp Agape on Labor Day weekend. 50 children of incarcerated parents came to camp that first year, and all of them raised their hands, giving their lives to the Lord, taking them off the path of destruction and placing them onto a path of living righteously. On the first day of camp, as the buses enter Camp Bergman, there is such excitement and joy. The children get their first glimpse of how much they are valued and loved. Walls start to drop as they are escorted to their cabins and begin getting to know each other. Over the span of these 4 days, more than 350 volunteers, 80 mentors, and 20 junior mentors will bond with these 200 children. Because this camp is not only about loving on the children, but helping them see a new path for their life, each of the 4 days include daily journaling and a powerful message that teaches them about trust, love, forgiveness, prayer, and hope.
Listen to me here. I want you to hear this.
The way that you came into this world does not have to determine your destiny in it.
Your source of hope isn't wishing. Your source of hope isn't blowing out a candle at birthday time. Your source of hope comes from who? God. He will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him.
To help absorb and live out these lessons, each day consists of activities.
One of the best activities is surfing. And what we use surfing for is building that trust. So we have experienced instructors that not only know how to help the kids surf for the first time, a lot of them, but it's having that one-on-one interaction.
Each activity is intentional and meant to build up their confidence. Some of these activities include horseback riding, archery, and even supporting one another through a ropes course. For 4 days, the children get to know each other, share with each other, build trust with each other, and worship together. They become family here and learn what agape love is all about.
Camp Agape taught me to forgive my mom for what she's done to us and to lift all that burden up to Jesus so I don't have to carry it on anymore.
Knowing the importance of a firm foundation, Pastor Roy continues investing in the kids throughout the year with the hand-in-hand mentorship program that follows after camp. There are also yearly ongoing events such as barbecues, bowling parties, water baptism, and fun events where the children can continue to be equipped with what they will need for their futures. The success of this camp and the mentorship program can be seen in the many children that have gone on to become junior mentor leaders, and have even gone on to attend college. Some of them have become leaders in their schools, and they continue to proclaim the gospel and share Jesus with their peers and friends, as well as their families and their incarcerated parents.
It affected me a lot, the way I act, the way I speak. My whole personality changed from bad to good. And now how I here today, giving back, you know, taking care of the kids and showing what God loves is.
The prayers of my children and the scripture from 3 John 1:4 states, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. For that scripture right there kept me straight, kept me focused, and kept me wanting to come home.
Since Camp Agape's creation, pastors and leaders across the islands and on the mainland have seen how life-changing this vision is and have now started camps in Oregon, Arkansas, Maui, and the Big Island, pouring into over 1,000 children of incarcerated parents annually. It is the hope and prayer of Pastor Roy and the countless others who have selflessly given to this vision that each child of an incarcerated parent would be able to feel this agape love and would have the opportunity to change their path.
Pastor Roy Yamamoto and Camp Agape, when we come back from our break, we'll talk about how God gave him this vision. And not only that, but how it has grown over the years. You know, hearing the stories of some of these young people who have become adults, I want to hear from Pastor Roy if you could share with us some of those stories as well. More from Pastor Roy Yamamoto when we come back. Have you ever been in a place where you felt like you didn't have anybody to stand up for you, but you wished that someone would understand? You felt all alone, no one to back you up, no one to speak a good word of hope or possibility. The world is against you. And it causes anger and rage to well up inside because you're all by yourself. Well, you're not all by yourself. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paliwomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You can see revival on the horizon. It's coming. It's a revival that's going to be taking place in prisons. And in prisons where inmates may be behind bars, but their spirits set free because of the gospel of Jesus Christ that penetrates their hearts and souls, and it's transforming. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Our guest today, Pastor Roy Yamamoto, the founder of Camp Agape Hawaii, and it's expanding. You can find out more about Camp Agape Hawaii at campagapehawaii.com. Pastor Roy, tell us about the growth of what's taking place through Camp Agape.
Well, the growth taking place is just amazing. It's a God growth. We started a camp 12 years ago with 50 children coming to the camp with 60 volunteers, and it's just grown, and now we have like 240 children come to the camp, and we have 35 different churches actually come, over 35 different churches that come and participate. And you think about the how it pleases God. It's not like going to a conference and everybody come for the conference, but at a camp like this, people come and they sleep together, they pray together, they worship together, and they love in the Trojan together. And having almost 40 churches come and sleep together for 4 days, I know that it's just so pleasing to the Lord. It's a blessing to see the churches come together as one body, reaching out. So the growth, it just grew. We would bring down all the children and volunteers from all the neighbor islands because we wanted to touch everyone in our state. And so now we have camps. People captured a vision and they went back to the state. And we have the camps on Maui, Big Island, Kauai. And we expanded, started 2 in Oregon, 1 in Arkansas. And 2 weeks ago, we started 1 in California. And we have our big camp coming up. And it's just a wonderful blessing to see the expansion of that. And more so just seeing all these hurting souls come into the kingdom of God. You know, the studies say that most of the kids that come have parents in prison. They will be incarcerated and fall to that life too. So to see that having a camp and to see at the end of the camp, every camp, you see almost 100% of the children give their lives to the Lord. It's a wonderful expansion in the kingdom of God, and it's a blessing. Yes.
Tell us a couple stories. You know, one of the most touching parts of the camp is to see, as you were explaining, the children you reach become adults who give back.
It's a wonderful blessing. Most of the children that started us in the beginning, 12 years ago, they're still with us today. We have children that been born with, came to the camp, but before, when they were born with seven different drugs in their system, their whole intestines out of their bodies. And you know what, they came to the camp, and today they are the biggest leaders in our camps today. We have one, Wendy Tamura, that was her, and now she's a worship leader at our church, and she runs the mentorship program for our Camp Agape, and just become the greatest evangelist of all times. And we have Daniel Gilman. He comes every Friday, and he sets up the sound. He wants to be a youth pastor, and he's in the worship team too, and such an awesome leader. These children are the greatest and the biggest evangelists of all times right now. We took them into the prisons and we've seen them do the biggest revival that anyone could do, using these children, bringing their parents back to their creator.
Tell us more about that. Describe what took place.
So, you know, we go and we do big outreaches in the prisons, Arizona prison, and, you know, they miss their family so much. But when we go in there, the men are really hard. They're in gangs, and the men mentality in prison, you cannot show weakness. So they come into this big outreach, and we bring, like, the spirit of joy. So we bring the Brothers, we bring, like, spirit of Aloha, so we bring, like, Henry Kapono or Hawaiian Entertainer, and then we bring, like, the Katinas to come and just bless the Brothers, because a lot of them are Samoan people in the prison. So we bring them, and the walls drop down more. And then we share share a message, and then we show our Camp Agape DVD. And when the men in there see the children at this camp being loved by Jesus, it breaks all of them. We've seen the impact of our children, Camp Agape kids, sharing in the prison and touch the men so much. The head gang leader of the Uso family was the number one shot caller. We've seen him give his life to the Lord and a lot of the gang members and go to the warden and renounce the gang affiliation and got in a feed pod and became strong Christians. And you know what? We being ex-inmates, we can be a big impact in the prison to the brothers, but when we bring the kids in there and they share to the parents, God touches their hearts so much, bring them back to the Creator and who they was created to be. And you just see this big, great revival. And all the men from the prison, they come out and they come to our church now and serve at our church. So it's amazing. We have about 80 to 100 ex-inmates at the church now, and only God could do something like that.
And the church meets on Saturday.
Yeah.
In Waipahu?
It's behind Leeward Community College at 9 a.m.
Every Saturday. And so that's what Roy was referring to with so many of the young people that have been coming to camp. Some of them from day one, 12 years ago, are now leading. And I also wanted to mention the prison where you go in Arizona has a high population of Hawaii inmates. Is that correct?
Yeah, most of the people there, they built that prison for the Hawaii inmates because of the overcrowdedness. So we had 2,600 inmates there from Hawaii, and then I think now they have about 1,700. And that was a hard to start the camp because we know that they hurt the most because their children didn't have communication or visitation, and they broke that relationship. So that's why we went up there and do a big outreach there and bring God's presence there and aloha from their kids and reach out to their children at the camp and try to invite their kids first and the rest of the prisons. But we want to make sure that their kids get the first crack to come because we know that they don't want to hurt it the most.
And tell them about a baptism that took place at that prison. Now I think about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, we had this baptism. Was just so unbelievable. I think we baptized like 172 men, and we were baptizing like about 6 hours. And, you know, God did a miracle. I mean, in the prison, you can't even go into maximum security, and you got to usually talk through this big glass window. But God allowed us to go in there and touch the men there and sign them up, and they came out to the baptism. I think 52 men or more got baptized, and the warden said, you know, I'm going to bring them out on shackles one by one. But on that day of the baptism, we've seen all the men walking out. They're orange and unshackled and came into this outreach, and we got to baptize every one of the men there. It was just such an unbelievable thing. Talking about repentance was just a water pool of repentance there, of tears.
And do you spend about a week, 5 days there?
So we usually go up there and we do outreach, and we in the prison for about 4 days. Okay. And we do multiple services up there. And then we come back the next week, we stay there. And then on Monday, we come back and we stay there about a week and go through the prison and teach all the men how to get in a word of God and give all of them journals in the prison and just make sure that, you know, as shepherds, we can come and do an outreach and be with them for 4 days. But our heart is when we leave, we teach them how to feed themselves. So every second that they're in there would not be wasted time. God will turn it around and use it for His glory.
When you go in and you're touching with the word, touching with your presence, and of course others being with you, describe the feeling when you see the Spirit of God working in the hearts of very hardened inmates.
It got to be the most amazing feeling to see God do a miracle in a short period of time of outreach and a week of being with them. The men in there are so hard, and they have to be. They're in gangs. They're in there for their safety, and they come into this outreach so hard, no one's smiling or clapping. But God put together this outreach to go to them and just touch them so much that you see at the end, every one of the men just clapping and singing for Jesus and just crying. And when we do the altar call, you see all the men in there give their lives to the Lord. And only God could do something like that. You can't walk in a prison and just go do a big revival, a true revival where you see guys really, really repenting and crying to Jesus. But we see God going there, and he uses the children. He uses all the ex-inmates. We bring a team of 50 people there, and we go there, and they touch them so much that you see God do a miracle. I call it a Super Bowl of my Christianity. When I go in there and see God do this, it's just amazing.
What's been the reaction of the warden?
You know, the warden actually, after several years of outreach, he came down to the church and he spoke and he gave a award to us because of the prison dropped down, the incident rate dropped down from 66% to 3% that year. And he was just so amazed at how God could do something like that.
You hear stories like these, but they're not just from a distance. You're hearing it from an eyewitness. You're hearing it from someone who God is using to help facilitate the working that is taking place, transforming the lives of these inmates and their children. You ever think, how can I make a difference in my society? Can I improve the quality of people's lives in the society in which I live? Well, you can. You can by standing with Roy Yamamoto and Camp Agape Hawaii. Stand with them. You say, Danny, what do you mean, stand with them? I don't even really know. This is the first time hearing about it. Well, in order for these programs to take place, in order for these camps to go on for 12 years, people have had to stand with them with prayers and with resources. Resources, yes. Their time and their money. How much money, you say, Danny? Well, that's always between you and God. If God puts it on your heart, and God has provided you the resources, well, God is the one who's going to lead you to release whatever resources He would have you to do if you would pray. And go to CampAgapeHawaii.com to find out more to give. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
CampAgapeHawaii.com. That's where you can find out more about Roy Yamamoto and this incredible ministry to the youth of those who are incarcerated. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer with me and Pastor Roy Yamamoto. Again, find out more and participate at CampAgapeHawaii.com.
And Danny, the good news about this for me is that you can set your calendar. Camp Agape Oahu is Labor Day weekend every year. This will be our 12th camp, Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Going home Monday, the kids stay out at the camp the entire time. We have all these volunteers, and one of the real blessings from the Lord for the volunteers is we raise support to volunteer so that we can help. And so if people want to volunteer, you know the weekend. If you want to help with funding for this camp, you know it's going to be the Labor Day weekend. And then there's so much more. This is not a camp that is once a year for 4 days. So Roy, will you share with us the mentoring program and the wonderful different opportunities you're providing for these children throughout the rest of the year?
Yeah, it's a wonderful blessing. We do a weekly mentorship program with the children. They actually come now and they run Agape Christian Fellowship. The children are trained up as leaders. They take turns doing the opening prayer, the worship, and tithes offering, and just running the whole service. They switch around every week and take different positions to raise them up as leaders. But we do a mentorship program, and it's so important to not just do the camp, but do ongoing mentorship with the children. So we meet with them weekly. We started a big, big aquaponic farm, and they help build the aquaponic farm and raise the vegetables and the fish. And the vision is they sell they go and market and sell the produce, and they invest that, and they buy meat and fish. And we built this really big smokehouse ministry where they come cut, prep and prepare, and they smoke the meat and fish, and it triples the money, and it goes into a saving for their early college funds. Yeah, they become the greatest leaders. We take the children and we train them up to be missionaries. So we've been doing camps every week for this last couple months in different locations, but we take the children from all different camps and they become leaders. And we take them when we start a new camp, and they go and help us start the new camps. They become the junior mentors and the mentors and a lot of the leaders in the camps to help share the vision and to help bring comfort to the kids who come. Because when they come to this camp, the children are, they don't trust. They are so scared and mad to come to a camp like this. But
Grandma made me come.
Yeah. And God comes in and uses them as the comforter. And at a camp, I mean, you cannot believe you come to a camp like this first day because of them being their spiritual leaders. And you see all the children in front of the stage jumping and praying. You've seen that praying and just worshiping Jesus on the first day, not even knowing the Lord. But God has handpicked this junior mentors and this leaders now and to come and to be the leaders and be the usher of the Holy Spirit to just be that comforter. As God comforted them, now they are able to comfort others. But to see them grow in this mentorship program and to be leaders and go back into the prisons and do the biggest revivals, you know, I believe that they're going to be the biggest evangelists of this time to go and do the biggest revivals. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to see what they did already, and it's just a wonderful blessing.
One may feel painstakingly helpless when you read the headlines and look at the way society has turned, and you wonder how can we reverse the course in the life of somebody, or a generational a course that has taken place, where, as you were saying, Pastor Roy, some of these kids, their parents and maybe the grandparents, it's a perpetuated pattern in their life. So how do you reverse that? Well, this is one of those critical ways where God is implementing for a reversal to take place. And it's through Camp Agape Hawaii. When you talk about the junior mentors, how do they work with kids after camp to stay in touch with them so that it's not just a once a year event? You mentioned all the aquaponics, but what kind of touch points exist after the big camp event?
Yeah, so we have a weekly mentorship program with them, and we also do events throughout the year. We take them bowling, and every time we get together with them, you know, we journal, we get into the Word of God, so that way they teach and reteach the kids. So the junior mentors help do that. We do surfing events, we do a movie night with the kids. We do a lot of mission trips with the children. We take them and do other camps around the nation now, so it's a blessing. But yeah, we make sure we do ongoing mentorship program with the children through the year, so we keep the relationship, because the children come to this camp and, you know, God give the, you know, one of the best baits for them to bite in, and once we got them, we want to keep them hooked up. So we do a reunion dinner for them and the family, and we make sure we do events throughout the year. Then we have, for them to come back as a junior mentor, we do junior mentorship training. So they come every week, and they got to be doing their journaling and being in a Word of God to become a leader, and to see that, you know, we cannot do it, but through the Word of God, we see God's Word changing their hearts and building them to be spiritual leaders for the kingdom of God.
Do you see the results taking place even in their schooling and some of their ambitions that change?
We see so much of that. It's a wonderful blessing. You know, thinking that there wasn't a path of destruction, and to see them give their life to the Lord and come on this path of righteousness, and we see God being their helper. We've seen so many of them get A's in school and just excel. We have so much of them right now attending Bible college and wanting to be pastors and leaders, and one day take over Camp Agape. I hope it's soon. Getting old. But, you know, to see that, to see the children right now in Bible college. And on their break, they was up at these two camps. The children that are college came to Camp Agape, California, and helped start that one. And they flew back to this week and the week after to Big Island, and to see all the children that are in seminary now coming and giving back to the kids. I'm excited to see what God will do.
They're developing a level of expertise at an early age because of the experiences that they have. Organizational leadership, interpersonal relationships,
business skills,
money, investing, all these things, very practically life skills. But it's just not saying, hey, we're giving life skills, but there's a sophisticated element that's involved here, but it's organic just by being a part of Camp Agape Hawaii, because they're growing up in it. And what better testimony, right, than somebody who's gone through it? Roy, because of your background, you're able to reach certain people that others may not be able to connect with. There's just not that credibility that's there, but you have that. And I think the same thing begins to transfer over with the kids.
Yes, yeah, a blessing. It's such a blessing. You know, we did started Camp Agape, California. We had teams from Kauai come up there, Big Island, Maui, from Oregon, and you know, we bring up all the junior mentors, and we have them come give testimony at these camps and share messages, and to see them become the junior mentors and leaders at the camps and help start that to reach the other ones, because they know that, you know, God did something in their lives, and their call and mission now is to go and to reach those that were in their position. And the kids that come at us, their parents are still in prison. They're still on drugs. They're still hurting. But despite that, God became their father, and through the word of God, they got to be raised up and overcome the temptation and now become the leaders and have the greatest testimonies. So God is using them so mightily. And, you know, to have a camp and to see the children actually go out, and we had this girl that went to seminary. She came to our camp. She didn't want to be there. She was fighting and kicking and crying and wanted to go home, but she accepted the Lord at the end of the camp. She went up and helped start Big Island Camp the year after. When I went up there and she was sharing her testimony, I was just so amazed. And now she was a leader now there for 5 years. And to see the girl from go fly up to Oregon and help start Oregon and become one of the greatest leaders, it's just amazing what God can do with the children.
Do these things still happen? Lives change? You know, when you read the Bible, you see lives being transformed. Do those things, does the Spirit of God still work in those ways here in the 21st century?
He does. He does.
and if he does, will he continue to do more? And if he continues to do more, and he wants us to be a part of it, will we be willing to let God work in and through us? When we come back from our break, I can't help but to make use. This is a utilitarian aspect now of the fact that Suzanne Maurer herself is a volunteer. She's a supporter of Camp Agape Hawaii. She's invested her resources and her time. I wonder why. What would make a woman, a sophisticated woman, an educated woman, a woman of stature, do this on a continual basis? Stay with us. We'll be back. She'll share.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Pastor Roy Yamamoto says of Camp Agape Hawaii and the lives that are being changed on a continual basis through the camp, the children of incarcerated parents. Only the Holy Spirit can do this. Yes, indeed, only the Holy Spirit can do this. You can find out more about Pastor Roy in Camp Agape, Hawaii. You can see videos, you can see pictures, you can see testimonies. You can see the structure of how this organization operates at CampAgapeHawaii.com. But it is not possible for the ministry to grow without volunteers. It's a volunteer-driven organization that is growing from state to state. How do volunteers get involved, and why would a volunteer get involved? Suzanne Maurer, why did you get involved?
You know, I have to share, I was part of the prayer team for Camp Agape from before the first camp. And one of my sweet friends, Nancy, went from the very first camp, and she was in her 70s at that point. And she'd come back and tell us about it and how she cried all the way back into town. Hmm. And every year I'd think, I really should go, but I just don't think I can do it because I'm just going to be crying the entire weekend and I'll be worthless. And seriously, I felt so badly because I wanted to help, but I just didn't know. And so I shared with Roy one time that I wanted to be sure he knew that I was praying for the camp. And he said, well, that's wonderful, Suzanne, but you could pray for the camp at camp. Why don't you come? And so I said, okay, Lord, maybe we better do this. So I started going to meetings, and I found out that I could be on hospitality. And one of my concerns was I didn't see how I could work with the kids because I was afraid I'd cry all weekend. I didn't need to. We adults can volunteer in many different areas, and then the mentors are the ones that work with the kids. And it only took the first night of the first four-day weekend to know that that's where I want to spend my Labor Day. I'm going to cry right now. It's so good. Please come and join us, and please donate.
Tell us about your father.
It's such a blessing at camp. You know, we reach out to 40 different churches, and we bring volunteers from everywhere. Big portion of volunteers are all ex-inmates coming and giving back at this camp. But for my dad, he was a very hard person and probably the hardest person to reach. But, you know, I invited him to the camp because he knew what I was doing. And he came to the camp, and I thought he was going to come visit it and he was going to go back home. But he came to the camp and he got touched so much that actually asked us to put up a tent for him, and he stayed the whole weekend. And on Monday, when I gave the altar call, I look in the back and I seen my dad raising his hand and accepting Jesus into his life, and it just touched my heart so much. And he gave his life to the Lord, and today we actually have our church on his ranch, and he turned over the lease to us, and we actually he comes to the church every weekend and helps every year with the camp, and it's a highlight of his life now, being there at the camp. And my sister, she's like one of the head in paramedics, and she was a man so hard to reach. You know, she would often get mad because I put too much time in the Bible and Christianity, and she was, but I just loved her. And, you know, she actually came to volunteer at Kalihi Union when we was registering the children, and her job was to just check medically on the kids and make sure that they had no injuries. And she got touched at the registration, so she actually came to the camp, and she got so touched at the camp, she actually stayed at the camp, and at the camp, she accepted the Lord too. And today, she runs our medical ministry for the camp, and it's such a big ministry, 550 people there, and she's carrying on them. And now she's such a strong Christian today, so that's agape love. God's unconditional love can do that.
And one of the things I want to also add, and forgive my tears, but it's just it's a little bit of a life-changing experience to volunteer at Camp Agape, but it's something you have to experience. So for the years I didn't go, and I was praying, and I was excited about it, but when I went, as I said, that very first day, it just was, it's the highlight of my year as well. And it's just something that I don't ever want to miss. There's nothing like it, but you have to see it and experience it to really be impacted by the Holy Spirit.
Let's say a church. Maybe somebody today is a member of a church. And you did mention that there are like 35 to 40 churches participating. How would someone who's not participating now but wants their church to be considered participating, how would they do that?
They can contact us on campagapehawaii.com, or they can call. They can call me. Number is 478-7228, and they can call and ask. What we do, the awesome part about it is we train up the children how to go out and do outreach. And so what happens, a lot of churches, they invite us to come to their service, and we bring the children. They do a powerful outreach there. They show the Camp Agape video, and then we ask the people if they want to participate and partner with us. And now we have like almost 40 different churches in the island doing that. So it's such a blessing where the churches can come together and experience this, because when you come to Camp Agape, you would not tell that people are from different churches or organizations. Everybody comes there with that agape heart. And doing, when you get involved with this, is you doing God's perfect will. The book of James says that pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is to visit the orphans and the widows in distress and keep oneself unspotted from the world. So we get to step over the lines from our churches and partner together and do God's perfect will. And I tell you, it pleases the Father so much that you cannot tell nobody from a different church. Everybody's speaking the same language. It's like that upper room experience in the early Acts where they could understand. Everybody come and speak agape love to this kid. His God's unconditional love. And it's the most beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. How is the camp and the ministry, how is it resourced financially?
It's resourced just by people donating. We have no grants, so everything that we raise for the camp is from a zero budget. But, you know, we trust God because God wants to reach this children. You can imagine this children would never, ever walk into a church. They would never go sign up for a mentorship program. But, you know, God developed this camp where the children can come and just feel God's love within the surfing, the horseback riding, you know, the doing the journals or the services, or people just praying and loving on them. And to see, so God always financed us and helped us. It's different now because we got different 8 locations and a mentorship program and church, so it's not as easy now. But, you know, I know that God loved them so much, and God will some way, somehow, always provide for them.
I want to ask on behalf of Pastor Roy and the many, many, many children that are now in different states, and on behalf of their parents who are incarcerated, I want to ask for you to pray and ask the Lord what He would have you do. That's it. Just to ask the Lord what He would have you do. And just in obedience to God, if the Lord prompts you, then take the step of faith. And as I said earlier, stand with Roy Yamamoto. Stand with the leaders. Stand with those mentor leaders and the junior mentor leaders who have come up to the program 12 years ago and now are leaders, spiritual leaders, godly leaders. Stand with them with your prayers. Yes, yes. And with your financial support. And you can go ahead and give at CampAgapeHawaii.com. CampAgapeHawaii.com. And I resonate again with what Suzanne said. Donate at CampAgapeHawaii.com. Suzanne, a parting word as we wrap our show today.
You will find if you come to the camp, you can even come and visit if you'd like, but you will leave that camp with a renewed love of Christ, awareness of Christ, relationship with Christ. I don't say that lightly. I don't think you could leave without it not impacting you in a very positive way. Please come, if even just to visit.
Pastor Roy, thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Susanna. Thank you for praying for us and always believing in God, and that God has no limitation, and that He can reach even the hardest.
Yes. Indeed. Indeed, He can, and He does, and He will. I hope you've been encouraged today from the heart life sharing from Roy Yamamoto. Again, CampAgapeHawaii.com. My friend, you know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there, a video for you to see. And to stand again with Camp Agape Hawaii with your support, your finances, and your prayers, CampAgapeHawaii.com. John 15:13, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Roy Yamamoto, CampAgapeHawaii.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.